Okay, so I hope this will hold up.
Alright. So, I technically just finished college yesterday, and for some reason, I can't really, like, get into my mind, or get my mind to relax, if that makes sense. Because, like, I feel like over these 5 years, you kind of develop that kind of system within yourself to just, like, go about every day knowing that you have something to prepare for in the future, whether it be an exam, an assignment, a new semester. There's always something, right? But this time I don't, right? I mean, I do. You know, I'm gonna go job hunting once I've got everything, all the documents sorted out and everything like that. But until then, you know, I have this freedom to go about anywhere I want, right? I can do anything, right? And you can do anything, right? So it's kind of a weird feeling, you know, knowing that, okay, you know, you have a preset plan already in place before you've arrived to this day. And now that you're here, you're like, oh, wait a minute, you know? I'm supposed to do this now, you know? And I don't know, it's just a weird feeling, you know? And the reason why I want to record this is because, like, I really want to, like, get back to this day one day and just, like, look back into myself and just laugh at how confused I am. Because I am confused, you know? I'm confused, I'm scared, I'm excited, and I'm also really just driven or excited to see, like, what comes next. I'm gonna try to do this while I'm, like, preparing my lunch here. So if you don't mind, I will try to talk while doing this. But, yeah, you know, I mean, one thing I really realized just right after a video that I recorded of myself, like, you know, recording the moment I finished my final yesterday. I'll probably say this in a lot of, like, episodes, but, like, you know, just because, for the heck of it. But, like, I just realized, like, when I recorded that, you know, that was technically the first time I kind of, like, did it outside of the context of school, if you will. Oh, not school. Of home. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I just kind of realized that, like, this whole thing, it's like, it feels like a simulation. Like, the whole world. Because, like, you know, I feel like so many of the things of the self-doubt, the, you know, the fear of, like, looking like a fool is all mostly in your head. Because, like, I think in the end of the day, like, take it from, you know, from your perspective, right? Like, when you see, you know, someone doing something weird or, you know, recording themselves in public, you know, you only kind of think to yourself for a brief moment there, but then, like, you're gonna be just more focused on, like, what you have to do at 3 p.m. later with, you know, your friend, right? And so, like, they got me really thinking, like, huh, you know, if, like, if that's the case, then, like, what am I so afraid of, you know? I feel like this thing of, like, really overcoming that barrier is really important, and that didn't come to me until I finished my final, you know. And I think it's kind of different for everyone, and I'm gonna, you know, really try to really, you know, get out there for myself and just, like, you know, try to record myself more, because, like, it's Vancouver, it's beautiful out there, and I'm running now, so I'm technically kind of like a virtual tour guide through running. That's the plan, but yeah, we'll see about that. So today is technically my first day off my holiday. I don't know what to do. I really don't. It's like, yeah, I talked to, like, some of my friends, and, like, they said, like, you know what, just really, like, take a break. Like, you deserve it, you know? And just really find the time to kind of, like, unwind for a bit before you kind of, like, before you kind of, like, get real with things. You know, 'cause, like, once you have a job and everything, it's gonna be, like, a whole different ballgame, right? But at the same time, I'm, like, you know, I don't want to lose this momentum of, you know, like, having something to do every day. Having a plan for, you know, to prepare for X, Y, and Z. And this is kind of like the layout or the structure that I'm going to go with until I accomplish that. You know, but now, like, I don't have that anymore. And, you know, I was talking with a good friend of mine the other day. We had this talk while we were walking, and she mentioned, like, you know, she would have these kind of like instincts or these impulses to, like, oh, you know, I'm late for an exam, or I have to do a quiz, I have to do an assignment, you know, and I kind of feel something like that, but only in this time it's more like being so used to, like, my routine back in the day where I was, like, I was working a part-time job as a co-op, I was studying 5 courses, and at the same time I was also, you know, working on my podcast or doing some TikTok videos on the side, and while also doing a freelance job. And although, you know, they seem like a lot of things to do, it was manageable, it was doable, you know. And, like, I love that feeling of, like, being able to do or to balance out so many different things. But, you know, at the same time, I wouldn't really recommend it because it was tiring. I had to sacrifice a lot of things, so I guess it's just really about, like, finding that balance in you, know? Although finding the balance is really hard and kind of subjective to how you define balance. You know, for some people, it's, you know, it literally is a 50-50 between, you know, work and your life. While others, it's different, you know? And maybe to them, it's more, you know, like, work and life can be something intertwined, if that makes sense. And to others, it's like 70% work and 30% life, you know? And that's okay, you know? Because, like, people have different priorities, they have different values, they really emphasize the importance of one aspect that might be different for another person with, you know, with that same kind of, like, aspect, if you will. Like, let's say family, for example. Someone with, you know, 3 kids, a wife, you know, and or a husband, I don't know, would have a different kind of, you know, approach to how they value their time, effort, and, you know, which of those things they should, like, kind of prioritize more, would be different from someone who's single, right? Single, pretty young, not married, and is, you know, still early on in their career, right? And that's me, right? So, yeah, this is gonna be an interesting curve. I just thought I should just put it out there. I guess, like, the content moving forward will be more like just trying to, like, navigate, you know, this thing called life beyond the 4 walls in the classroom, if you will. And yeah, I'll just keep you posted, and yeah, you know, we'll figure it out. Cheers.